every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big league of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Well, Lake St. Clair did not disappoint last week, and when the dust settled, young Trey McKinney had won again and drawn dead even with Chris Johnson in the Progressive Angler of the Year race. Now, Trey is coming up in the Rapala Winner's Circle, and Logan Parks finished second. He'll join us as well. And later in the show, we do a deep dive in all of the AOI points implications with Bassmaster Live's Ronnie Moore. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Getting things started today with the dude that came in second at St. Clair, and he gave it a heck of a run, but there was no tracking down Trevor McKinney. But he is, of course, Logan Parks. We know Logan from his days at Auburn as well, and the great career he had as a college fisherman, teaming up with Tucker Smith, who is also on the elites now, and the Auburn crew that just continues to do so well, as do a lot of the college anglers, that's for sure. Logan joins us now on the VMC Hook. Logan, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, and so I got to ask you, some of your boys there, Paul Marks got a win this year, Tucker got a win this year. Are they like busting your chops? Because you can always say, hey, take a look at the AOI standings, because you're ninth and they're both below you in the AOI standings. So you got that on them, but they got the blue trophies. So you guys got some good-natured ribbon going on?
Oh, yeah, man. They definitely have been getting on me, and you know, I like being up there in the standings, but it sure would be nice to hold a blue trophy too.
Well, that time is coming for you. You know, you got to feel that way. There's no doubt about it. Ninth in the standings, as we said, and but it's been kind of a, it's been an easygoing season for you. I mean, you got some top 20s in there. You have one bad tournament at Lake Fork, but for the most part, it's been, you know, upper middle of the pack. You're making all those cuts, getting the checks, you know, and then you made a run at the win in this one. So just talk about your season a little bit.
Yeah, man, it's just been an unbelievable season. Like, just been making good decisions, and things have been going my way, and I've been getting clutch last-minute bites, like, all year. It's just been unbelievable making, you know, like, keeping my head down and not getting spun out and having a good mindset, even on my last cast. I caught a fish on my last cast at the St. John's that jumped me probably from mid-20th place to 18th. I caught a fish on my last cast at the Sabine that probably took me from finishing maybe 75th or 80th with only four keepers to make to where I ended up catching them again on day three and rallying all the way back into the top 30. I caught a fish on pretty much my last cast here at St. Clair. I pulled into the area right by the ramp on the way in with 17 pounds on day one, and I cold all the way up to almost 20. 4 days later, we almost won the tournament. So it's been one of those years where you just, you know, just fishing and enjoying it and keep my head down, and things have been going my way. And ironically, the one I was most excited about this year was my worst tournament. So
yeah,
wish I could have that one back. We may have been giving Trey and Chris a run for their money this time of the year, but it's still just been an unbelievably blessed season.
Now are these last casts that in your mind you say, okay, last cast, and then because if you catch one on the last cast that you call the last cast, then it's like, okay, you put the fish in a box and then boom, you gotta go. You can't make another cast after you call last cast. Or were these just last cast, all right, I caught one and now I gotta get out of here?
Well, St. John's was like, that was probably my last cast. Now I've got one, but I was able to horse it in and boat flip it, and then, like, real quick, I turned my scale on and seen which one I needed to throw back. I pulled my trolling motor and left. The Sabine was a little different because I only had keepers, and then I got a 2.5-pounder, which, I mean, we all know the absolute giant there. So I boat flipped it, threw it in the live well, yanked my trolling motor up, ran in. And then at St. Clair, I hooked a 4-pounder, and I was actually, like, literally counting down the minutes on my clock while I was fighting it. It's a little harder to force them things in on that light line, but yeah. I'm, like, trying to do the math on my head. Like, if I land this fish by this time, I can cull by this time, and I should be good. And we got it in and culled and took off and got out of there. So we definitely have been culling, but it's been pushing it to the max.
So I was looking at the video of you catching, I don't know, it might have been a 5-pounder or it might have been one of the other ones, and I counted, I think, 5 or 6 spinning rods on the deck, but I did see a couple of bait casters, and you were throwing a jerkbait some a little bit, the Berkeley Stunna jerkbait, the 112 size jerkbait. Talk about that and your application of, you know, breaking out that and going what now feels like a little bit old school, throwing a jerkbait at those St. Clair smallies.
Yeah, man, they got pretty smart after I leaned on them pretty hard on day two. I'd really rather catch them on that drop shot because it seems like when you get them hooked on it, they don't tend to come off near as bad. And it's just easier to grab them without all those treble hooks. It scares me a little bit. So it's crazy smallmouth jumping at the boat sounds like a good way to get hooked. So I tried to catch them on the drop shot on day three, and they just – they looked at it and they wouldn't commit to it, and they were being really weird, and tried some other tricks up my sleeve, and I couldn't get anything going. And finally I just picked up a jerk bait and started throwing it over them, and I think being able to kind of keep it in place over their head, call them up, and then start to work it really, really fast away from them, it caught some good fish on day three for me. I think I caught almost a 4.75 on it that morning. And I was able to come back in later that afternoon and catch him on the drop shot, too.
You list Pickwick as one of your favorite places or your favorite place to fish, and we know we got great smallmouth at Pickwick, no doubt about it. But in your experience now, the difference between a Tennessee River smallmouth and a Lake St. Clair smallmouth, just tell us what your take is now that you've been able to experience that over the last few years.
I think a Tennessee River smallmouth is still one of the absolute meanest smallmouth ever made. They're in that current and up there in the tail race.
Yeah.
They fight so unbelievably hard. But you can catch those Tennessee River smallmouth on, like, a lot cooler stuff, like big swim baits and big power fishing, scroungers, all that good stuff. So it doesn't feel, like, as bad, I guess, because you're catching them on big lines. The St. Clair smallmouth are a lot more keyed in on sight, and you just got to really finesse them.
Yeah, I caught a 5-pound smallie in the tail race at Pickwick in a nation tournament on a 1-ounce spinnerbait, right? Throwing a big 1-ounce spinnerbait and letting it come down through it. You know what I mean? That is cool. You know, a 17-pound line and a 1-ounce spinnerbait. That's the way I like to catch them. I don't know if I could do it on that thread when you guys are up north, you know, fishing with that light line. That's stressful to me.
Oh, it is stressful, and you're just kind of constantly worried about it, like, is it going to, you know, am I going to break off? Hopefully not, you know, and then they choke it and you feel them like their teeth actually rubbing your line.
Yeah.
Because their hook is so far in their mouth, you can feel it rubbing, and you're just like, oh God, please stay on.
Now, you list Lake Martin as your home waters. What was your thought when you saw that pop up on the schedule for next year? Are you a little bit excited about that, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely right there in the backyard, but I don't fish it near as much as, like, you know, I guess most people would think.
Yeah.
Lake Martin's kind of a funky place.
Yeah.
So it wasn't one I was really, like, I think a lot of people think I'd be really excited to come there, and that's not necessarily the case. I'm not disappointed, you know, it'll be a lot easier for me to go pre-practice out there.
Yeah.
I can go there every afternoon, but, I would much rather have gone down to Lake Eufaula or something like that.
Yeah. It's a pretty lake. We fished an open there last year, and it's a pretty lake. I'll just say it's a pretty lake.
Yeah.
a lot of nights. It's a pretty lake.
Pretty small fish.
Yeah. I never saw so many small fish in my life, but it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Well, great job in this tournament. And of course, one more to go in the Elite Series. You're firmly locked in for the Classic. That is great as well. And what the heck? Go win one. You know, you might as well get your own blue trophy, right?
Yeah, it sounds good to me, man. I'd love to finish the season off strong. We got some good momentum, so let's just keep it rolling.
All right, there you go. Logan Parks has been our guest. Thanks, Logan.
Thank you.
Tremendous young fisherman. Just fit him in right there with all the other young sticks that are doing such a great, great job. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, wrap up a winner's circle with Trey McKinney. I'm going to have to put this kid on the payroll. He's on the show so much. He's constantly in the top three, right at the top of the board as well in the AOI standings. And he's coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And it stopped me if it sounds like, you know, we're repeating ourselves. But once again, we're going to talk to Trey McKinney. Now, it's only his second win, but the kid's always in the top three, top five, top... Everything's been you know, rocketing his way up the leaderboard in the AOI points. So once again, he joins us on the show now, and he's on a VMC hook. Trey, welcome back. Congrats on another great win.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Well, and now it really gets serious, right? I mean, now you head off to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and you have the opportunity to go to head-to-head. I mean, it can't be any closer. You know, we've been researching this. We don't think there's ever been a tie going into the final event for AOI, for Angler of the Year, and you and Chris Johnston, and there's history on his side because, you know, he would only be the fourth ever to win back-to-back AOIs, and if it wasn't for a little bit of misfortune here and there, you could be going for back-to-back AOIs. It's just nuts. So pretty exciting stuff going into the final week of the regular season.
Absolutely, buddy. Just the tie thing, like, we can't get any closer, you know? Like, just to have a final face-off like this, no matter how it works out, whether it's me or him or however, man, it's been an amazing year, and you know, he's a fantastic fisherman, to be honest. Like, you know, Chris is always consistent, and I'm looking for him. He's probably going to be consistent this next event as well. So we're going to swing for it.
Yeah, well, you've been very consistent as well. And, you know, last year as a 19-year-old, you almost got it done. You had that snafu in one of the tournaments, and, you know, it likely cost you the AOI then. And then this year you spotted almost the entire field. You open up with a little 87 at the St. John's River, and then here you come steadily climbing up the board. Do you try not to look back and say what if in those scenarios and just, you know, fish the moment?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the past. It's the past. You know, I can't do nothing about it. But man, what I would have wanted done about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. If I would have just got a check, you know, it would have been, you know, not locked up. But, I mean, all we had to do would be make a check here, and we'd have been, you know, the dreams came true. But, you know, it's past is past, future is future. So we're just going to keep going, and hopefully next year we can make our lows not so low and keep having more shots.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of top tens. I mean, you know, you were 8 at Okeechobee, 3 at the Pascotank, 11 at Hartwell, 3 again at Lake Hartwell, 6 at Ten Killer, and now the win at St. Clair. You know, I guess it's trite to ask the question, but how is it that you just keep figuring it out everywhere you go to where your bites are just a little bigger than everybody else's bites? Is it location? Is it technique? What is it?
You know, it just depends on, you know, it's hard to say really why a lot of this stuff comes about and how I'm finding them and stuff. But, you know, a lot of it's just working so hard, man, and fishing, you know, so many areas of these lakes. You know, as soon as that boat's off point and that motor's killed, my life jacket's off and the troll motor's in the water. And it's usually on 100 too. So, I mean, it's just been a crazy year, you know, been lucky enough to be able to figure out some of these places and stuff like Pascotank, man. I mean, I fished as hard as somebody could do in 2.5 days, and I just didn't find anything. This one fish I did find was way too far to run to in the wind, and 30 minutes to, I thought I had probably 2 hours, and I ran back kind of closer to takeoff into this creek, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to fish in here, and you know, it was the Lord is so good sometimes, and I ended up, you know, finishing third there, finding something last second like that. You know, sometimes he speaks to you and you just got to follow.
Yeah, well, you are following. How do you keep your feet on the ground during all of this too? Because, you know, first of all, you know, most guys your age are a sophomore in college, and you know, stuff like this can be very heady. It would be very easy to be led astray and to go, you know, you're winning a lot of money, you're getting a lot of notoriety and so on. You got old timers taking shots at you all the time because they want to take a shot at anybody that's under a certain age, and you know, so you're dealing with all of this stuff. And yet you seem to be very well grounded. How do you keep this from going too much to your head?
Absolutely. I mean, it's fishing is what I've always loved to do, and I just don't plan on letting people ruin that for me. You know, it's something I've always loved and I've always had a passion for, and you know what they think is just, it's fine. You know, is whatever they think is whatever they think. They have the complete right to do that. And, you know, I have the same right to keep fishing and not letting it bother me. And it is hard, you know, when somebody takes a good shot and you're like, dang, that one hurt. You know, it's hard not to, you know, want to catch one on a jig or something, be like, yeah, take some of this, you know, or something. But, you know, a lot of times you just kind of got to let it filter through. And, you know, I know we got one more tournament in the last year, and I'm going to be done. I'm going to be duck hunting every day, you know, as many times as I can to go out there, and the season's over. So, you know, it takes a lot, a little bit, not letting it get to me. But, you know, just like I said earlier, I'm not going to let somebody ruin how great fishing really is, you know, whether with the drama or without it, man. We all love it, even though we see our different ways. It's just, and I mean, it is hard, you know. I see things a different way because I'm younger, and, you know, the older crowd sees it a different way, you know. And when they've learned a certain way of fishing and their whole life, and they see technology coming in and changing that, you know, it's a threat, yeah. You know, a lot of it. It's just different than what they've done. And me, you know, I've got a little taste of both, and I just know that's what I got to do to compete. And that's what I spent the last 4 years of my life really learning, because I knew that. So, you know, both sides are not right or wrong. It's just, you know, we have a little different views.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, you talk about going right from the lake to the duck hunting, whether you're the AOI or not, when this is all sorted out after, you know, the upper Mississippi out of La Crosse next week now. When is there time for the 20-year-old Trey McKinney to have any kind of a social life, man? I mean, you know, you're a good-looking kid, and, do you ever get a chance to, you know, take a girl to a movie or hang out with your buddies or anything like that, or is it just all fishing and hunting for you?
Absolutely. You know, I just make the right friends and just surround myself with the right people and what I love, you know. There's the wrong people in duck hunting, there's the wrong people in fishing, you know, and I just try to surrounding myself with people I love being with and in the fishing industry and as well as the hunting. So it's kind of a breath of fresh air no matter what day I go, because I have so many good guys and good hunting buddies I enjoy going with. And, you know, we go all over, whether it's Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, we just kind of travel all, and, you know, you meet new people along the way. So it's maybe not just a sit down at home social life, but I have it in our own way, you know, kind of hunting and fishing.
Tell us a little bit more about the 6-cent saltwater Shindo shad that you were using, because this is a lot of guys obviously throwing a minnow style bait. This was a bigger bait. This was a pretty good size bait there that you were using. And, you know, just talk about that a little bit, you know, for smallmouth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not going to be a bait that you're going to pick up and catch a bunch on. You know, it's going to be a bait that you're targeting your 4.5 pluses, you know, out there eating perch and that such a thing. You know, I didn't catch a lot in it on the tournament or much, but it's because it was that bait that I located those bigger fish in practice, and I was able to catch some on it. And I was like, you know, this is a bait that I'm going to keep in my arsenal, that when I see a really, really big one, and I think it needs that bigger profile and that perch with what the big ones were eating, I felt like that was the right thing to throw. And man, that is a great minnow. We got a lot of different variations coming, and we have the Shindo Pro that's coming as well. It's not going to be too much longer, and one of my favorite in that size is the 5-inch Shindo Pro. It's a very good versatile bait, whether you want to throw it at big ones or small ones as well. It's still a prototype, and we're figuring it out, but it's going to be more of a well-rounded bait once we get done. Just a big size, it'll be for every size.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen guys with those big 6-inch ones, you know, a little pro tip, I've seen them where they'll run a line from the first hook and put a second hook, you know, further towards the back, just because it is such a big bait. Do you feel like the smallmouth are hitting that from the head? Is that why, you know, did you feel like you got many short strikes on it, or do they attack it generally from the head?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's when I would switch to my other style of jig head minnow that I was using in the tournament, catch a good number of them on. Mm-hmm. that I did not list. You know, that was kind of the deal, is when I felt like one was aggressive enough, he will eat that, and he will get it all the way, you know, because it's such a soft plastic in the Shindo that we have that when they eat that, it compacts really well and allows them to get the whole entire bait in their mouth. Mm. If they're wanting that style of profile. So it definitely does. You know, you do get a few, but another thing, if you do like a stinger hook or something like that, that is also like, I didn't know with the bass rules and all that. So that is just something I never did look at. I figured, you know, and, you know, if something happens and you lose some, you're going to think you lost them. But technically, it's I just kind of shake it, load up, right, and then that's when I know they got it, and then you kind of drive that home.
Well, geez, don't get a muck of the rules, okay? I mean, you know, this is the, you got to take care of the little things, right? That's the whole deal. Take care of all those little things and just go out there and fish this deal. Finally, what do you know about La Crosse, Wisconsin? What kind of experience have you had up there?
You know, I fished up here a little bit. You know, when I qualified for the All-American, when I was 16 or I think I was 17 maybe, and I had got second in a regional up there. And that's about it. I've only fished two tournaments up there. You know, it is a very awesome fishery. Like, it really is. I love it. Honestly, I've been itching all year to get up here and fish it, whether we do good or not. I do love this fishery. It's an awesome shallow water fishery. And as well, there is certain areas, you know, you can slip some certain things, but a lot of it is just putting down your head and doing it with your eyes. You know, a lot of it is all vision and seeing exactly where those fish set up. So that's what I love, you know, fishing current. I love current in all different ways to fish it. I just kind of understand it a little bit. And like I said, that doesn't mean we're going to do good, but I at least do have a good idea of what to do.
Chances are you're going to do good because that's pretty much been your career doing good. So Trey McKinney has been our guest. Trey, we appreciate you so much. Go get them. And by the way, if you win the AOI, we'll be talking to you again in a couple of weeks. So just stay loose for that phone call.
All righty. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Trey McKinney. He's been on this show almost as many times as me. I mean, it's crazy. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Ronnie Moore will join us. We'll talk points up and down the list, and we'll do that next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, get your calculators out, kids. It's time to look at the numbers as we head into next week's final tournament of the season. Of course, a lot on the line here. I can't remember the last time we had a flat-footed tie at the top of the AOY, so that's going to be a thing. Of course, there's a classic berth on the line as well out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, haven't they had a lot of rain up there? We have checked into it, and as of this time, everything is a go there, and they're fine, at the upper Mississippi River. So joining us now, the guy that will stand in front of that Pro Guide Batteries screen of knowledge and tell us what's going on all weekend long next week. As far as the points race, it is the one and only Ronnie Moore. He's on the VMC hook. Ronnie, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. We wanted a close battle all around for Classic AOY, and you put two tight tournament fisheries at the end of the season with St. Clair and La Crosse in the Mississippi River. Like, that's what you're going to get.
Have you guys researched yet? Have we ever had a tie going into the final event of the year?
Not that I remember. I know that 2019 was a crazy battle between, you know, four or five guys within 8 to 12 points of each other. A straight up tie is something I haven't seen in my 12 years of covering the Elite Series. And, back in the day, maybe the points were closer, but that was also because they reset the points for the All-Star Week. So a full field, 8 tournaments with one to go tie. Not that I know of, not in the Elite Series era.
Of course, it's Trey McKinney and Chris Johnston there. And let's be honest, Trey spotted the field with that little 87th that he dropped on the sheet at the St. John's earlier this year. He just kind of spotted the whole field and said, "All right, I'm gonna back up a little bit, and then here I come."
Yeah, he spotted him for just 2 days of the season because he's got an 8th, a 3rd, an 11th, another 3rd, a 29th, a 6th, a 1st, and then he obviously got 2nd at the Classic, which isn't points related, but really since he left Palatka, I mean, he's caught him everywhere you could ask him to get.
It'd have been a blowout by now, right? I mean, if he finishes, 40th or whatever, it would have been over with.
If he doesn't win AOY next week and Chris Johnston does, it's the two biggest what-if seasons we've probably seen out of an angler. What if he and simply has a late penalty instead of losing his full catch? He still makes the cut. You know, he still gets good points. He probably wins AOY this year. What if he just doesn't catch him? And I think he even had some mechanical issues possibly in that first event. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I do believe I remember hearing something about that. So, yeah, if Trey McKinney doesn't win AOY, I would like to have a candid conversation with him to see where his mentals are, because when you come so close to an award like that twice, plus 2nd in a Classic, it's like, man, I have got to get the little things dialed in right. And that's the biggest thing. I said it to him on the phone last year, Tom, and I say it to the basketball players that I coach. Don't let the smallest part of the day affect your whole entire day. Don't let the lapse of judgment for a second impact your performance. You know, you could have a great practice and you could make a mistake in the last 5 minutes and it ruins everything. You could have a perfect game plan for an Elite Series event and run a no wake zone and it ruins your whole tournament. So just do the little things right so the big things can get praised.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, he's that close to be actually winning the AOY his first 2 years out of the gate, and he came out of the gate, you know, as an 18-year-old, turned 19 in his first tournament during his first tournament week. I mean, that's what's crazy about this thing. He can win AOY, and he can't have a beer to celebrate it. I mean, not that he would. I don't know if he would or not, but he can't legally sit down and have a beer to celebrate winning AOY if he wins this thing. I mean, he's 20 years old. old. That's what's crazy. And, you know, the other side of it is there's also history for Chris Johnston. I mean, we don't get a lot of back-to-back AOI champs. I mean, in fact, if anything, you look at some of the recent AOI champs, they really struggled the following year because there's so many you know, demands on their time. And you can go back through time and look at that, how difficult. There's a very, very short list of people with names like, you know, Roland Martin and Kevin Van Dam, who didn't have the depth of this field to have won back-to-back. So there's history all over the place here with this deal.
Yeah, and there's a fourth guy. Such said it on Bass Live, and I can't remember, but Chris would be the fourth to do it. So it was Roland, KVD, and I can't remember who won back-to-back. I feel like it was in, like, the 90s.
Wasn't Danny Brower, or I'm trying to think. I'm not sure who it was either. Yeah.
I'll have to ask Such, but maybe we'll have him on up to the end of the season if it becomes a stat or not. But, yeah, absolutely incredible. And yeah, to be tied, I'll go ahead and clear it up. Everyone's saying, what if we have a tie in AOY? We cannot have a tie in AOY because they're tied currently. Maybe Kiyoya can tie one of them and gain 40 points. But because they're currently tied,
you can't tie
because if they tied in the tournament at lacrosse, someone's going to win the tiebreaker for that tournament and give them the one more point that they would need, right, which would be a crazy turn of events. But these two, Trey McKinney and Chris Johnston, cannot end the season tied because if they get 40 apiece, their tiebreaker for the biggest single day bag out of those 3 days would propel one of them. And but yes, Kiyoya Fujita, Jay Shakira, Patrick Walters, one of those guys could jump up and tie them and maybe decide AOY that way. But between the two tied guys, they cannot end tied. And if they did somehow, Trey McKinney's got the weight tiebreaker over everyone.
Yeah.
Because obviously he caught him so good at St. Clair, our second highest weight tournament of the year, and he caught him so well at the highest weight tournament of the year at Lake Fork.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I suppose if they tied, let's say they tied for third, or they tied for fourth, something like that, I guess then you'd have a tie, possibly. But then, as you say, it would go to the weight. You mentioned Koya Fujita, 40 points back. It feels like a two-horse race, right? I mean, it would have to take an epic fail by both of those guys and Koya to get the win, most likely to drop, you know, for him to come into play. And then Jay Shakira, I mean, that might be the biggest surprise coming out of St. Clair, is that Jay had such a rough tournament, you know, missing the cut at St. Clair. That was a stunner, I thought.
Yeah, and just like it was a stunner for Jay to miss the cut, it would be a stunner for Trey or Chris Johnston to miss the cut. But that's all it would take for them to do that, to open the door for Fujita and Shakira. And so I'm not counting anything out. You got to see what they put on the scales day one. I'm not going to assume that they're going to make the cut. There's locking in play. There's shallow bars. You could lose half your day at the Mississippi River by running up on something and not being able to get off. And the weights are so tight, you can catch 12 pounds and be 51st. So do not open that door. We saw Brandon Polinick open that door for Brandon Lester in 2022, and Lester got fourth, and Polinick needed to finish, you know, in the, I think, the 40 range, and he did so to win it, but it was getting close there going into that day three. So I'm not opening the door for anybody. If I'm Trey or Chris, you need to do your job. It's really Trey needs to focus on Kiyoya and Shakira days one and two. And if he makes it to day three, you start to focus on Chris Johnston, because you don't want to drop a 12 pounds a day and miss the cut type thing, just like Shakira catching 19 a day and missing the cut. Jay, I talked about it on Bass Live, 5 ounces are going to cost Jay AOY. Missing the 10 killer cut by 1 ounce, not being able to move up on day three there simply because he didn't make the top 50. He could have gained 10 or 15 points there easy. And then missing it by 4 ounces at St. Clair, when the ability to jump from 50th to 30th is pretty easy there because you could catch a big bag. Those small ounces are the 40-point gap right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dang.
Ronnie Moore with us here, Bassmaster Live. And Ronnie's also involved in the decision-making as to who gets cameras. Obviously, day one, we'll see Trey McKinney and Chris Johnston with cameras. Now, typically, then, you go top six. After that, top 10 for the weekend. But in this particular case, is there a possibility that there would be cameras, cameras with Trey and Chris throughout, regardless of whether they're in the top six after day one or not, just to continue to follow that story?
No, Chris Chris had the camera, remember, because we got to watch him struggle on day two, just like he struggled on day one. And so, yeah, we are covering the tournament and covering AOI. So we get to cover AOI and those different races, probably ROI as well. Maybe a guy on the bubble like Gussie needing to win this to go to Knoxville. Something like that is a possibility. And that's not confirmed. And I definitely don't make the rules around here, Tom. I would, you know.
Oh, come on. We know that you're the man. When it comes, that's not true.
So there's some movement there. But yeah, then we will cover however many are in the race. We will cover those guys plus the top for the tournament, you know.
Well, you mentioned bubble. There's a classic bubble. It sits around 41, I think, right now. Bassmaster.com still shows it as 40, but I think it's pushed down now to 41 maybe, where Brandon Lester
sits. It is 42 now.
42. Okay, so it's sitting 42, which means first man out right now by 2 points is Brandon Polinick after his excellent tournament. What an up-and-down season he has had. Of course, he's got the win at Okeechobee. He had some bad finishes as well, so he's looking for a decent finish to get back into the Classic. But, I mean, that's a horse race there. You look at those points going all the way down to at least Luke Palmer, Cole Sands in the 440 range at Hunter Shryak. I mean, there's eight or nine guys that could burst at that bubble and get through that 42 spot.
Oh, for sure. And it's not even like, oh, I've got to jump up 18 points. It's I need to jump up 10 and the person above me could fall eight and there's my 18. You know, it's all good. But yeah, it started out at 40. And because Easton Fothergill bounced back after his two elites and is now inside two elites to start the season, now he's inside the Classic Cut. He's doubled. He went down to 41, and then Corey Johnston's win on the St. Lawrence in the Open. He didn't fish in any other Open, so it goes to 42. And it can still go down as far as like 47 with these Opens and the winning in with the Mississippi River as well. So Leech Lake leading into Mississippi River, we could have it go down to 43 before we get to the Mississippi. And if the winner of the Mississippi is in the top 40, whatever, it will bump one more spot, which is crazy that John Garrett led AOI after like two or three events. He was tied for AOI going into Hartwell, and now he's outside the Classic. So it goes to show you, you can't slip at all in the Elite Series.
No doubt about it. That's for sure. And then, of course, the three EQ winners, if they're not already qualified, they will qualify for the Classic as well. Ronnie Moore with us here. All right, in our last couple of minutes, Ronnie, the most confusing line of all is the 70 line because, you know, there is a factor that goes into there the last 5 years, an average finish and things like that. So it's not just a pure, you know, boom. If you're in the top 70, you're in for sure. If you're out of the top 70, then you could be in trouble depending on your points. Give us some of the names of guys that are in big trouble that are below that line. You know, Jeff Gustafson is the 80th spot, but he's not going to not qualify for the elites based on his average. But give us some names that are in trouble.
Well, the way it goes, the top 70 are safe. Everyone below that is at risk. It is a career average deal. It was 5 years. A couple years ago because most of our lead field didn't even have 5 years of tangible AOI, you know, finishes. So it's now career average. If you fished on the elites for 5 years, you get a drop your worst year, 10 years, two drops, 15 years, three drops, 20 years, four drops. And so it kind of benefits young guys and old guys with the top 70 keeps you safe, but your career average can help you if you're having a couple bad years, but you are overall a great angler for a decade, then you'll still probably be good. Just to note, look at the 71st place person in the points race in this final one. Because Kyle Patrick's medical hardship, he is removed from the AOI standings. In theory, he's still in the list, but he's taken out for requalification-wise. He will come back to the Elite Series in addition to the field as a medical. You slide everyone up one spot, so Tim Doobie in 71st is technically the last man safe. Mm-hmm. But some names that, you know, have struggled years, you'll be looking, you know, at Ed Lochran, Bernie Schultz, Chad Pipkins.
We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll finish up with Ronnie Moore. Take a look at some other names that could be in trouble for requalifying for the Elite Series. We'll do that next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know what, Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone or other device, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items, and it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/BASS. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for only $47. Go to omniafishing.com to learn more. Okay, when we left off, we were talking with Ronnie Moore about the guys that could be in trouble. And Ronnie, I look at a guy like Ben Milliken, who kind of burst on the scene as a rookie, and now he might be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, he burst on the scene, but everybody, I think, is just there overblowing his rookie year. He was still in the 40s in the points. So yeah, when your career average has to be around 50, you can't slip. And so 40s plus 70s, he's in the 50s average wise, and that has him below that line for sure. There's some guys who can maybe make a move into it. Him, Alex Weatherell are looking to make a move up, but for the most part, guys like Paul Mueller kind of just stuck. They're too far away to get top 70, and this year is probably their worst year, so it's a drop. So they can't even get high enough to replace their worst year to then increase their AOY average. So there'll be some names. Mark Menendez, it's tough to see that. He's been around forever, and he's been a great mentor to many. He's on that list as well.
And so, yeah, it's kind of a, I like to treat the 71st to 104th Tom as like airport security. If you're top 70, your TSA pre-check, you walk straight through. The other 30-something, we're going to pat down all of y'all, and we're going to let 15 come back through, and the other 15, we're going to have to hold you, and you're going to miss your flight. I'm sorry. Right. But that's the way it is when we do the averages.
Ronnie Moore has been our guest. Ronnie, we appreciate you so much. We'll be watching closely, obviously, next week. We'll also be watching this Saturday, as a lot of people are listening to this right now. You're on there talking about Leech Lake in the open as well. Ronnie, I appreciate you as always.
Yes, sir, Tom. Thanks, man.
Well, that's going to do it for the show today. And remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.